All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. A sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared their money with those in need. They worshipped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day, the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved.
Over the last 4 weeks, as we've tried to share this new direction, this fresh vision, Phil has spoken about moving forward together, how we're going forward. Graham Spring talked about working together, that the teams, that's one of the words, that will help us get there. Steve Thomas last week talked about leading together, looking at mission particularly, and the workers are going to do that. And today, my title is Sharing Life Together. And it's probably not a surprise that in three of the talks we've had so far, we've referred to this passage that Ruth just read out to us from Acts 2. It's about how the early church shared their lives together. I remember a good number of years ago now, Jason approached me and he asked me to sum up how I thought the church should be, where, you know, what was my perspective from the Bible? This was the passage I instantly came to, Acts 2, 42 through to 47. It speaks about who we are supposed to be and how we are supposed to be. I think at that time, Jason was happy with the answer. So the question is, how do we reflect to those around us who we are as a church family? What's important to us? I was listening to UCB the other morning and there was someone who was starting a sermon and they started it like this. There was a father and a son, and they went to an amusement park, and the boy wanted to go on one of the rides, but he was too short. And there was clearly a sense of disappointment. And the attendant said to the boy, "Oh, you know, just go on. It doesn't matter. It's quiet. No one will ever know." And the father replied, "He'll know and we'll know." And the point was, our values define who we are. So I wonder, what are our values? What defines who we are as Stroud Christian Fellowship? Well, working together with the leadership team, as Harvey sort of said earlier on, they came up with five key values. Now, I may not have been around in those meetings because of my broken back, but I wholeheartedly agree with them. And I'm not going to go into detail now about what each of those values are, because in the new year, we'll be looking at our values more carefully, more precisely. But I will give you an overview. And these five values, well, they define us. They shape who we are. They are woven into all we do together. So whatever we're talking about, whichever area of church life we're talking about, these five values are part of our DNA in that. So what are they? Family and community. We've always had this sense that our very DNA, we are a family of God's people, multi-generational. It doesn't matter whether you're single, married, divorced, young, old, you are welcome as part of this family. The second is unconditional love. It's there in the vision statement. The unconditional love of Jesus. It helps shape who we are. The people of God who display that unconditional love. The third is joy, thankfulness, and forgiveness. Maybe you could say those are three, but we clump them together. The joy of the Lord, the thankfulness for all God's given, and forgiveness, and justice, and peace. That's the fourth one. Service of others is the fifth. Interestingly, the contemporary English version, the CEV version of this passage, the Acts 2:42 passage, says, they spent their time learning from the apostles. And they were like family to each other. They also broke bread and prayed together. As I've said, part of our DNA as Stroud Christian Fellowship has always been that we would be a family, a community of God's people, engaging with one another and with the communities around us and making people welcome. We need to demonstrate, to reveal the unconditional love of Jesus. That might mean talking to people we don't normally talk to. It might mean any number of things, and we need to trust God that he will show you how you demonstrate the unconditional love of Jesus. To be joyful and thankful and to have forgiveness is part of who we are, isn't it? That we are joyful because of what God has done for us. We're thankful because of all God's done for us, the big things and the small things. And that it's really important that we learn to both give and to receive forgiveness. Sometimes we forget that receiving thing. We need to seek justice for the oppressed and the peace of God for our communities. It's something Jesus was passionate about, and so are we. It was part of where setting up a CAP center came from. It's part of our involvement and the involvement of so many people with Food Bank that we need to see God's justice. It needs to be seen to be done, not just talked about. And we need to serve those who are outside this particular part of God's family. Within it, of course, but outside of it too. How can we serve the communities that we're part of? How can we show them all our other values? All of these values help us to establish and build God's kingdom here. These are the values that flow through us. They are, as I said earlier, they're woven into the very fabric of who we are. And of course, we have one overarching vision. You heard it earlier. You've seen it week on week. We're aiming for a point where the communities of the Stroud District and beyond will know what it is to experience the unconditional love of Jesus. So the big question is how, isn't it? How are we going to move forward? Where will our focus be? What keeps us going off course? Well, as Harvey said earlier, we're going to have four main areas that we're going to focus on. They're snappily called focus areas. Four areas. Family and community. Discipleship. Pastoral care, prayer, and mission and outreach. So before I go any further, I'm going to ask Harvey and Phil to unmute themselves and just to say a few words about just two of these focus areas. So Harvey first on family community, and then Phil on mission and outreach.
Family and community actually is really important to us. It's both a value and a focus area. It's really key to who we are. Why? Because actually, how many times have you heard Martin stand at the front of church and say, this is part of who we are. This has always been part of who we are. And that's been true right from the beginning of SCF. And we still believe it's true today. We believe it's one of the things that God has called us together to be a people for, to show the world and to show other churches that, you know, what it looks like to be a family of God. It's something we share in common with Salt and Light, actually. It's part of what drew Salt and Light together. Those of us who remember Barney knew it was very dear to his heart. That's the chap who founded Salt and Light, for those who don't know who I'm talking about. And why? Because it's not just our heart, it's God's heart. God's heart is for family and community right from the beginning. I won't give you a long trawl through the Old Testament, but suffice to say, God has always loved his tribe. God has always loved his people. There's a phrase, God is our God. You know, we are his people. And that phrase is the heart of family and community. It's what bonds us together. We are a people who love and honor God and love and honor each other and love and honor ourselves, as Martin's already said. That's the heart of what this is all about. What this is not about is a holy huddle, you know, where we just look after each other and draw away from everything else. Doing family and community really well is part of our calling. It's part of following Jesus. It's part of our mission. This is a whole life thing. It's about our attitude. So one of the objectives under this area is to honor God as it should be. But another one of the objectives, which has already been talked about by Steve this morning, is to strengthen our culture of hospitality, because that is just as important in a way. God wants us to honor each other and to draw other people in. So, you know, if you remember anything of what I've said, this is not about a holy huddle. It's about being that example church, that light on a hill that's, again, Steve talked about earlier. To do that really well, we need to have a really strong sense of family and community. People inside the church should feel loved, honored, and encouraged to be part of the body of believers. And when people look into our church from the outside, our neighbors, our friends, people who walk through the door, they should want what we have. Joining our church should look like an attractive thing to do. You know, it's a simple statement, but actually, that, again, that's at the heart of what we're trying to do with this focus area. So part of what we are going to focus on in the next few years is being family and community really well.
I don't really want to say too much this morning because we've talked quite a bit about this, but in one sense, I think the other three focus areas sort of lay a bit of a foundation, because, you know, unless we're going to be family together, unless we're going to be disciples together, unless we're going to pray and rely on the Holy Spirit together, what we do is pretty pointless. But what we want to get to is a point where we are all being missional. This is not just for a team to do, as Harvey's already said. This isn't just for the evangelist to do. This is for all of us to do. I'm not an evangelist. That's not my gifting. But Rachel and I are leading this team. We feel God has asked us to do that. And we just want to help inspire all of us to in different ways be missional. And it may simply be a case of just taking a cake to a neighbour. You know, that is being missional. It's showing the love of Jesus to people, which is what we're about. So, you know, this vision that we have for the people, for everybody in Stroud to experience God's unconditional love, has lots of facets to it. Yes, it's about doing evangelistic stuff, if you like, missional stuff, but it's also about the way we work on social media, because social media is a means to reach a huge, huge number of people. And we've already heard from Glenn and Bereth about that, who are sort of leading that team. It's about having a building, as Steve's already shared this morning, so we can show God's love to people. It's about supporting our missionaries abroad, because that's us being missional. I mean, we are being missional into Nepal and into the Philippines. It's about all of us knowing God in such a way that we want to share what we've experienced with other people. So I hope you're excited about this. We want to see, you know, our goal is for everybody to experience God's love, but it's also about people not just experiencing God's love, but coming into a relationship with Him, joining the fellowship, because we want this fellowship to grow. But also the justice and peace thing that Martin was talking about. It's also about having our community becoming a more just and compassionate society and community. And, you know, we can be influential in that. And we want to be at the heart of that. So we want to get involved in community stuff. And in many ways, the Pagan Hill group is leading the way in that. And seeing that community change to the love of Jesus, because there are just two or three people in there doing the stuff. And we can replicate that across all our communities. So it's exciting. Please join us.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Harvey. So this is our shared life together. We are putting Acts 2:42-47 into practice. Our family values shape us. They define us. Our four focus areas show how we're going to see that vision come alive and transform the district of Stroud and beyond, even into the nations. But as you've heard many times, and you will continue to hear, I can't do this on my own. The elders or the leadership team, they can't do it on their own. The teams you've heard about today and in previous weeks, well, they can't do it on their own. We need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit together. Empowered together. Steve Thomas talked about that verse from Ecclesiastes 4:12 that you'll have heard at most weddings, but he said it actually relates not just for weddings, but for all life. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Together, we are stronger. Together, we can see this become reality. Together, we can make a real difference. Together, we can help usher in greater power, the kingdom of God. Together, we can join Jesus as he says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come." Empowered together, we will make a difference.